From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy.
Musique en corps, soyez-vous comprenez, admettez, souriez, ayez le regard bon.
In 1900, Sarah Bernhardt was the most famous woman in the world. In that year, she was in New Jersey making a series of recordings for Thomas Edison. In that same year, a new opera was introduced based on one of Sarah's stage hits, Tosca. What do those chords mean? They mean power. The opening chords to Puccini's Tosca, based on a play by Victorien Sardou. Bernhardt was Sardou's favorite actress, and Sardou was no fool. The divine Sarah always guaranteed a full house, but for an opera? As far as we know, Sarah couldn't sing. These chords represent the fearsome and sexy Baron Scarpia, but let's start with Tosca herself. Floria Tosca is a prima donna. That's right, as if it weren't complicated enough, this is an opera about an opera singer. We are in Rome in June of 1800. Everyone knows Tosca. She is beautiful, glamorous, sexy, temperamental, jealous, and can be a fearsome pain in the patoot. She is deeply in love with a painter named Mario Cavaradossi. He's the tenor in this piece, and he's the one who needs to do less acting and less posing and more singing, especially when he and Tosca go at it. Musically, I mean. At that time, Napoleon Bonaparte was invading Europe and was thought to be spreading democracy. We know he wasn't, but Mario is aflame with hero worship. In Rome of 1800, he's on the wrong side. Act One begins in church. Mario is painting in the church of Sant'Andrea della Valle, a portrait of Mary Magdalene. But Tosca gets ferocious. She looks like another woman, this Mary Magdalene. Ah, she's the Marchesa Attavanti. So, Mario, are you doing her in the church? Have I been betrayed? No, she hasn't. Mario is hiding the Marchesa's brother, an escaped prisoner called Cesare Angelotti. As soon as he sends Tosca on her way, Mario grabs Angelotti and runs off, just in time to miss the entrance of Baron Scarpia, the head of the secret police, and his henchmen. Scarpia orders the church searched. Angelotti is a dangerous revolutionary, and he must be recaptured. Scarpia knows that Cavaradossi is himself a political radical, and he knows that Mario is Tosca's boyfriend. The forces against Napoleon have scored a great victory. Scarpia orders a Te Deum to be sung. Tosca comes back. She needs to cancel her date with Mario for that night. The Queen of Naples has commanded Tosca to appear at a celebratory concert. But Scarpia, who offers Tosca holy water, begins to work on her jealousy. She curses the Magdalene painting and sweeps out. The great Te Deum begins in the church, and Scarpia cries, "Tosca, you make me forget God." That's just the first act. The great thing about Puccini is that for all this activity, his operas are not long. Tosca clocks in at just under 2 hours. Puccini was well aware of the newfangled invention, the gramophone. Eventually, few of his arias lasted longer than 4 minutes, the maximum for the early cylinders and shellac records. In the Palazzo Farnese that evening, Scarpia at dinner awaits Tosca, whose concert takes place in the apartments below. Mario has been arrested and is brought in. He refuses to reveal Angelotti's whereabouts. Even Tosca, who makes a grand post-concert entrance, can't entice him. "Be silent," he whispers to her, "or you will kill me." Left alone with Tosca, Scarpia begins a slow seduction of the great diva. Mario is heard screaming as he's being tortured. Tosca finally breaks down. Angelotti is nel pozzo, nel giardino, in the well, in the garden.
Nel pozzo, nel giardino.
Là, è l'Angelotti?
Sì.
Mario, half dead, is dragged in, and when the news of his party's victory in battle comes in, Mario, as every good tenor should, struggles to his feet, tortured or not, and lets rip a fantastic high C. Victory. Scarpia bargains with Tosca. Angelotti has been found and his dead body is to be hanged. Mario will hang alongside him unless the diva gives Baron Scarpia 1 hour. Tosca is disgusted, but has no choice. But she's a hard-headed prima donna. Talk about deals. I want a passport for myself and Mario to get out of Rome. While Scarpia writes the passport, Tosca collects herself. And, well, since this is opera, folks, when he rises to grab her, she picks up the knife from his dinner and stabs him in the guts.
Muori, dannato, muori, muori, muori.
Is the blood choking you? Stabbed by a woman, I am Tosca, O Scarpia. Mario has been sent to the Castel Sant'Angelo to await execution. Tosca runs in. She has killed Scarpia and will save her lover. "You are going to be shot, not hanged," she cries. "It's a fake execution. You must pretend to be dead. When the guards leave, we will be off." But the guns are loaded, and Mario is dead. She thought he was acting. Ecco un artisto. But no, Scarpia has the last laugh. As soldiers rush in to arrest Tosca, she runs to the top of the battlements. "Scarpia, we will meet before God," and jumps. And you know, and I know, that more than one diva has jumped onto the backstage mattresses and bounced back up again. My favorite was the portly Montserrat Caballé, who had a magnificent voice but was no actress. Monty did not jump off of anything. Pocketbook in hand, she sang her last dramatic lines, waved to the audience, and toddled out, purse over her chubby wrist. God love her. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.